Hello everybody, I'm George Manuel. Thank you for coming to my channel and wishing all my Orthodox Christian viewers a very Merry Christmas, because of course today is Christmas Day in the Eastern Christian tradition. All right, because of course there's the Julian calendar and the Gregorian calendar. Julian is a name after Julius Caesar. Obviously the Romans updated it a little bit. They used to have 10 months, but presumably 36 days each roughly. And then came Caesar Augustus. This is the grandnephew of Julius Caesar, the first emperor, really. And Caesar Augustus added an additional month, which is July, as in for Julius, and August, as in for himself, Augustus, but meaning of August in as much as like respected, exalted. So that was the Julian calendar we had for centuries. The mid-16th century, the papacy said, we're going to update it because I think we didn't have leap years. So we're sort of falling behind the sun because, you know, 365 days for the Earth to orbit the sun, plus 6 hours, a quarter of a day. So if you're after four years, then you're a day behind the sun. And if you're 40 years, you're 10 days behind. Well, after 400 days, you'd be 100 days behind. I mean, I don't know, we get that out of sync. But anyways, adjusted in the 16th century by leap years, because how to have a quarter day? Okay, every fourth year we'll have an additional day, as in the 29th of February, that well-known ditty, 30 dates have September, April, May, and November. All the others have 30 days, say February alone, which is 28 days clear and 29 in each leap year. One who came up with that poem, a mnemonic, really. So then the Gregorian calendar was adopted, but of course the Anglosphere, we didn't adopt that till about 1752. So in Ireland and the rest of the English-speaking world, we did that. We went from the 1st of September, I think, straight to the 13th, and skipped 12 days. To catch up is that, oh, we're having 12 days taken off our lives. But of course, now Russia didn't change that till 1918, just after the October Revolution. And I was told about one of these Napoleonic Wars when the Austrians and the Russians were going to, they agreed the date they'd meet, and they misunderstood. The Ruskies thought it was Julian calendar, and the Austrians realized it was the Gregorian calendar. The Russians were 12 days late. I don't know if that apocryphal tale is true. But okay, so. Now, so there was one, there was the church. There was no Catholic church, no Orthodox church until 1054, the schism, as in literally tear, in Greek, I think it is. Anyhow, so that's when the patriarch of the West, the Bishop of Rome, said, I'm superior. And the other four patriarchs said, no, you're not. They split. So Western Christianity followed the Pope of Rome as our leader. And the other Orthodox patriarchs didn't. They had the patriarchs of Constantinople, that's Istanbul now, Antioch, and one of the other ones are Athens. Was it Jerusalem or something like that? Because they'd lost Rome, they introduced the fifth one, the patriarch of Moscow. Okay, so I don't know what the difference between a patriarch and a metropolitan is. All right, so we go on. So that they obviously celebrate the Blessed Virgin coming, and that's why in Russia, New Year is before. Before Christmas, and New Year was the big thing, the communist era, because they discouraged Christianity, no public worship, no processions. But in Russian tradition, there was Ded Moroz, as in Old Man Frost, represents Santa Claus, and accompanied by Snegurochka, as in Little Snowy, his granddaughter, and giving presents at the Christmas trees. Well, that's largely the same. So the big thing, you really need something to cheer you up with Christmas being so very chilly, saying Christ is born. Yeah, going to church. A special feasting while sailing and all the rest of it, exchanging presents. So that's why, you know, Christmas, so New Year's Eve, we go on holiday and schools don't start about the 12th, but wealthy Russians, they go to Thailand and so on for like the whole of January because it's just so ferociously cold, dark and dispiriting in Rasti. But it was also for other Orthodox Christian countries like Greece, Serbia, celebrate these days. The Ukrainians, mostly Orthodox Christians, they've now got their own autocephalous Orthodox churches in its own head. Can't remember what the relationship was, like the Moscow patriarchs. Sometimes some people still look to Moscow. But anyway, they move their Christmas to the 25th of December to emphasize they're Western oriented. They're not going to be led by Russia. I remember, so the Greek Orthodox Church and Cyprus and so on, they have it then, 7th of January. Whereas in Romania, although they're in full communion with the Greek Orthodox Church, not the Russian Orthodox Church, they celebrate on the 25th of December. Don't know who else does. So I'm not sure what they would eat for their Christmas dinner and stuff like that. Was I there? Was I back there by their Christmas? I mean, when I was in Russia, I got my holidays. I think I was back there once by their Christmas Day. The other year, no, I wasn't because I had my holidays over New Year, until about the 8th or something. All right. So, what do you think? Very Merry Christmas to everybody. The Christmas lights up the whole of January because, my God, you need a fillip to your spirits at that point. Right. That's it. So, I'm about to ring off. Goodbye.